All right, stop. I mean, stop.
LGBTQ, you know what I'm saying? Hey, go ahead.
My boy, the evolution junkie.
It ain't got nothing to do with we wasn't discriminating at all, man.
No, definitely not.
Hey, so if you that sensitive to get offended, man, your problem.
Yeah.
You just saying what she look like.
I respect that. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Oh, God, I am. My boy, evolution junkie, you know what the fuck he's talking about? He evolved.
Hey, right.
He addicted to evolving. What the fuck are you going to tell him? It's my dog. And nobody calls him Poppy still in here. He's setting up everything. I ain't even gonna lie, this shit should have been set up. That's why we gotta hire people. I ain't gonna cut.
Get a whole staff.
Yeah, like, bro, set this shit up, bro. It should be our kids. I already told my kids, like, you finna work for me. The more this shit get big, boss, you gonna have to motherfucking come work. Okay, Ryan Garcia. I didn't know folks with the jean jacket was his fucking coach.
I
did not know that.
He aye as a coach to me.
All right, y'all. You know what time it is, right?
Yes.
Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing.
Yes, sir. Below the belt.
Yeah. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing, the broadcast. You can watch us on YouTube. So please hit that like and subscribe button and help us get to 1K. You can also hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms where you can listen to podcasts.
Exactly.
Below the Belt Boxing is not a podcast.
It's a broadcast.
With your broke ass. Hey, man, let's give it up for some real players, man.
Yo.
Hey, yo, we got 1G in the house, y'all. 1G in the house. Yes, sir. And of course, Mr. Blueprint is in the house.
Special guest.
Damn near the starter of all this. Without him, it would be no us. So, man, let's give it up for Maine, a.k.a. Maine TV, in the house right now, man.
Maine TV. My brother.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Oh, bro, it's all.
He's back.
Go. Ryan Garcia coming out with that jab.
Yep, this round one right now.
Early.
I hear it looks slow already.
Okay.
That hook, that's one thing Ryan does really good is that hook, man. His hook is pretty snappy and deadly, damn near. You know what
he
I mean?
He looked like Oscar De La Hoya, so he should have
a little bit.
Left hook.
Ooh,
nice right cross.
And of course, against
he fast too.
Against that southpaw. Yep. Against that southpaw, that lead right is going to be pivotal for Ryan Garcia.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out and say this is going to be an early and stoppage.
You think so?
I think it's gonna be a stoppage. Just
it's gonna be early.
I don't know when.
Within like four.
Ryan Garcia looked pretty big in there too, man.
Yeah.
But look like two different weight classes. Yeah. Oh shit, man. I'm gonna say it one more time. We got Maine TV in the house, y'all.
Get out back in the building.
Below the belt. Don't even understand what just happened right now, y'all.
In the building,
man. Oh
shit. Adam.
Oh shoot.
Deuces, shoot.
Technical difficulties.
Oh shoot. Oh shucks. Saying ass dude.
Ooh, oh, straight.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia looked like he came out to dominate tonight.
Yeah, he looking sharp.
Be on point. Yeah. He got some work to do. I ain't gonna cap. I feel like Errol Spence would have been out of there right there. He don't get out the way enough. He is really good.
It's looking like
a
mismatch right now.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan Garcia looked very, very much larger than Fortuna, whatever the fuck.
What is Fortuna? Who was he at 130 at first?
He's
at 26 or 30. Yeah, he's not a big 35 is not his
Yeah, he can stop
that. Like, look at his body.
Yeah, I know, right? They're fighting 140 right now though.
140?
Yeah, for 140
that's
right now.
That's because Ryan can't ever make the weight.
But still, man, he looks like he'd be a good 140. He looks like that's where he's supposed to be at right now.
Oh,
as far as, like, Bill, Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
He's about 5'10", 5'11", you know, so he has a lot to fill in.
Is he?
Yeah, man, it's a pretty slow first round right now. a little, you know, always a fill out round type of shit.
Ryan dominated this round. That's
what for sure, absolutely.
It's clear domination. Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Oh, what the hell? Slow ass overhand left by Fortuna
not ready.
Yeah.
He looked done.
I've been wrong as hell lately. I've been rewatching like all our latest shit, waiting for your ass to drop the. You know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, dude ass don't ever drop the content. But anyway.
Nigga, that content always dropping.
Anywho. Been waiting for what rots on our old shit. I be like, damn, I be wrong as fuck.
Don't ever listen to Juan G.
No, we be wrong. It be us.
Everybody be wrong sometimes.
Don't watch our other shit, bro. No bullshit. We be, nigga, watch the reaction videos. That Canelo Bivol, we was all with Canelo. Steven, yes, we was for three straight rounds.
We were, but for three straight possibilities out there.
Right, right. We were just like, yeah, he was coming on strong, throwing everything strong.
Yeah, that's what I said. I ain't say nothing wrong.
Who was that, Jordan Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga look blind as hell in the audience.
He did. That was a blind fit.
Mm-hmm.
Where they at? Where they fighting at?
I don't know. L.A. maybe?
Probably, because that shit
And all the celebrities there, they damn sure ain't going to be in Ohio right now.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Ryan Garcia looked like the out of the four kings or five kings, however many kings they got at that weight division, he looked like the weakest one.
Man, that's been on the record for the longest. Everybody's saying that.
But I don't think it's the weakest one, though, because I think either one of them could beat, like, Ryan probably could beat a Tank, but then Tank could probably beat Devin Haney. Devin Haney would probably beat Ryan. Then Ryan would probably lose to Loma. It's just weird like that.
I don't think he could beat Tank.
I'm just saying this in general, not just really saying, like, that they will lose, like, in those particular fighters, but all of them could lose to each other in any given day type
someone
of thing.
What you know what I heard you saying.
Can Ryan Garcia beat Tank?
I don't think so.
That's what I think too.
He'd give him some comp. It'd be a nice matchup.
Yeah, hell no.
But
with the way Ryan Garcia holds his head up when he throws,
right,
that'd be perfect for Tank.
He won't be able to take that power Tank throw, and I don't think he can really handle a really skilled southpaw.
Because
the way Fortuna fighting, he like scared. He's still trying to fill him out. He don't really that height. Tank ain't got that much of a problem with dealing with height difference like that.
He fights taller fighters better than he does shorter fighters.
I agree.
Like, his Cruz gave him hell, and his Cruz was the shortest fighter he ever fought. He was actually shorter than Tank. But then you have somebody like Rolly Romero where, you know, Tank is just being patient.
I don't think it was
hurting. Nice. It was nice, though.
Yeah, it was a good shot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was definitely a nice cross.
Yeah, but one thing I hate about Ryan Garcia, like I'm always say it, is that every time he throws, he lifts his head up.
Right, he robotic, though.
He throw that hook.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like, you just leave it. That's how Luke Campbell called him and dropped him.
Yeah, his chin is out there.
It's always out there, man. Like, every time we do something, he pull back. Chin up. Like, that's just a weird habit that can get exposed really, really badly. But he's doing really good this fight, though. So, until that happens, you know. I don't like Fortuna or Mohawk either. Like a Mohawk with a / Shag from Dallas or some shit.
Yeah, he hurt.
Ryan Garcia
just landed a nice hook in a straight right.
I told y'all, man, Fortuna came for the check, man.
Man, he came for the check.
Below the belt.
You sad? Why you sad?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because Fortuna just
they look so small too.
He's just
super outclassed.
Fool.
Yeah.
Eat your food, Ryan. Just go. Right.
Damn.
Yeah, for real, though. I mean, that nigga just food right now.
Yeah, right.
Man.
You can just tell the body language. Yeah, you can just tell the body language is crazy.
Right, I don't see no inspiration, no, like, I can't do, no belief.
Right. Only way Fortuna, it looks like that he could win this fight is if he land, like, I wouldn't say lucky, but just a shot to knock him out. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No. I agree.
You know,
I agree too.
It can happen, but I don't see that shit happening.
We're gonna see.
Not whatsoever.
I'm not ready to throw that flag in there yet.
I mean, that's the only way Fortuna could win, because he has no chance other than that.
Ryan is winning this fight, but I don't know.
I was gonna say, do you got Cadillac tattooed on his shoulder?
That's hilarious. Joe Goosen, the great.
Oh, so he got the jean.
He got the guest fit on.
Jean fit.
He got the frosty jean fit, the guest fit.
Not playing no games with niggas. He's taking it back.
No, that's the Paco.
That's Paco.
Oh, got what? The Paco on.
Yep. That's there too.
The overhand left is there.
That's how he got dropped.
Yep.
Bro, look how robotic it was, bro. It's like, man, Tank gonna read that and put him to sleep.
Hey, man, you never know.
Put
man.
Him in the dirt.
Put him in the dirt. Lord, but hey, man, beginning of the third round right now, Ryan Garcia is looking really comfortable in there. Fortuna hasn't been adjusted yet. And so, I mean, it looks like it's only a matter of time.
Exactly.
You know what I see? I just realized. Do y'all realize, like, Ryan just keep throwing that straight right?
Mm-hmm.
That lead right?
Yeah.
Man, if he did that all the time. Against Tank, bro, he'd get him just like he did Leo. Remember, he shot that right, and he came up with that left uppercut.
Yep.
And his head be up in the air, his chin be in the air.
Yep.
He'd slip that right if he kept shooting that right like that. He'd slip that right, put him to sleep.
Oh, man. You see, Fortuna just jumping in.
Man, Ryan looked like an amateur, because he had a good amateur career, too. Mm-hmm. But he looked like an amateur that started late. You get what I'm saying? Like, he don't look like somebody who been boxing since they was 6, 7 years old. He looked like somebody started at like 15, 16.
I respect that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he's not seasoned, like, poised. Like, he still fight greenish, kind
of. I hear you. I definitely hear you.
I think he a power puncher. He don't really
He can pop, but you ain't got to, you know.
I don't think he understands that.
I think his pop is more snappy, too. You know what I mean?
Like, he looked way better this round where he's walking him down.
Mm-hmm.
He's just walking him down right now.
Oh,
like,
you know, man. Hey.
Like, dude.
I ain't even gonna lie. Man, is the fix in? Y'all not me.
Below the belt.
I don't think he would win if he tried, but still, they could be protecting that investment. You know, like, hey, nigga, don't you do nothing. Like, put it like this.
Don't you hit his face.
I don't think Donnie could have beat Pascal. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh,
you
talking about Coach Donnie?
Right, you can tell that fight was thrown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, this was like the ref kept begging Donnie, hey, man, you got to throw some punches. Like, the ref kept doing that, but
Donnie told us some stories,
just,
too.
Right, right. Sometimes they just do that, man. They're going to protect the fight regardless, the investment.
Remember that time Donnie said that he got in there and he was instructed not to hit the dude, not to hit the champion with anything hard.
Man.
You're supposed to lose this fight. And Donnie said the champion was so bad that he, like, almost knocked him out on accident.
Yeah, man.
Then he had to, like, step off the gas so he can lose type shit. It's crazy. And Donnie has the most fights in fighting history, not just boxing history.
I think you something are like right, that. Bro.
In both. I know he has the most fights in boxing history, and I think he has the most fights in fighting history. And he has, like, 600 fights or something.
Hey, all I
something
know.
Something crazy like that.
All I know, man, is when I heard his record.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hey, man.
Like 631 or something? 31 and 600.
31 and 600.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Wait, fuck up a joke, me.
Some wild.
Hey, shout out to Donnie.
Yeah, shout out to Donnie. What's, aside, Donnie Pendleton? Man,
Donnie
Pendleton?
Was decent, yeah.
Yeah, Donnie
just,
Pendleton.
He dropped these fights on purpose. He took dives.
Yeah.
That's why his record like that. He took all them dives, man. He was there to get paid.
Damn.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't mind doing that. If the cake right, man, come on, man. And he fought some big names, man.
You drop a fight.
Man, listen, I drop it like this.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, hey.
I don't know. I don't
know. Hey, my nigga 13.
Yeah, I definitely
know. Why, man? Hey, man, sneaky as a mug. Hey, ooh. Man, sneaky, he over here pulling up box red. Hey.
What's the record?
My boy Donnie was 167. No. 13 and 167.
That's
with six draws.
And that's just in boxing.
Why would that be an option?
Why would that be
a thing where you, like, what?
I wouldn't even fight, dude.
Because it was... For one, you know, he was with, at the time, you know, this high, opportunity ain't as potent and, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, fruitious today, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whereas back then, what's his name was the man? He was with Gerald McCullough.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was with his camp. Mm-hmm. And that's his cousin. So, you know, he was the man at the time.
He said he was going up to fights with Gerald just to be in his corner, and then somebody would drop out. And they were like, man, we need somebody to fight. And Donnie said he'd be drunk and everything. Like, I'll fight.
Oh, that bad.
Get in there.
They say he went the full distance 148 times.
Shit.
As a professional boxer.
Is he alive?
Crazy. Oh, yeah, for sure. Alive. Well, he got his own gym in Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota. Doing really good, too.
He ain't walking no more?
No.
Mm-mm. Donnie was in the corner of my first pro fight.
Like, look at this. West. Look at what's name not throwing no punches.
Be a Fortuna not throwing anything.
Look.
I keep hearing you saying the fix is in.
So what come I on, feel man. Like.
Mm. That look crazy. That look crazy. You look a little crazy.
Come on, hey. That don't look.
Now, it
that
could. Looks,
it, oh, Ryan Garcia dropped Fortuna with a body shot in the fourth round with 1:30 to go.
I was just going to make a comment. Like if Garcia. Oh, did he stop?
And he spit the mouthpiece out. To get an extra, couple seconds.
Oh,
he's
trying to quit. He done.
Oh, he thought he about to cry.
Man, he done.
Yeah, Fortuna just got dropped with a body shot. He got up, but he split the mouthpiece out. Now that they're in the corner right now, rinsing it out.
I can't even react.
Right,
right.
It just look crazy, right? It just look really crazy.
Said, the like, fix looks in.
The fix looks in. Man.
I say all I keep hearing is Blue say the fix is in. That's all I keep hearing.
Looking at it, it's just playing.
Yeah,
it's in.
Like, bro,
it's in.
I was getting upset. Like, why ain't Ryan stopped him by now? He should have stopped him. This fight should have been stopped because dude ain't been trying to fight.
He's surviving.
I'm like, Ryan, look at it. He can't get caught that.
Look, he's throwing at his body. He ain't even trying to hit the head.
Right. And then Fortuna just jumping in with his hands down, head first. I know he's trying to, like, bait him.
Hey, look at it. He's talking. He's come on.
Right.
Get it over with.
He's actually doing better with it. Get like this over with. I don't know if y'all see that.
Yeah, I see it.
That made him pause. That made Ryan pause.
Yeah.
Garcia needs to go back down to the body, man. Just straight down to the body. No hooks or no nothing. Just jabs and straight to the body. Man. Since Fortuna want to be like this and moving like that, the body doesn't move. It's hit, bap, bap.
I retracted my Charlo statement. Like, they not like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and give that to Ryan Garcia. He not like that.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey.
He not, bro.
I think whoever back to Charlo's state, I think Jermell is like that. I don't think Jamal is like that. Jermell is definitely about that.
Yeah.
But I think Ryan Garcia I think he about that. He got that.
He not like that.
Because even with like the against Luke Campbell, man, for him to get dropped like that and then to get back up and fight better, he gets props for me.
He can't fuck with and I know you're gonna agree with this. He can't fuck with Devin Haney, bro.
I mean, I don't think anybody.
Lomachenko is smoking.
You never know. You never know.
Who?
Ryan Garcia.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, easy.
I don't know. I mean, I would assume that he would, but you just never know.
Speaking of Devin.
There go Devin.
The prophet.
Mr. Haney. The undisputed Mr. Haney. I don't know what's going on with them shorts, but you know, it is what it is. Devin look like he about 160 right now.
Yeah, he do.
I need to see more. Devin Haney will smoke this nigga.
Mm-hmm. They fought like six times in amateurs. They fought about like six. So they said like six, seven, eight. I think Devin Haney won most of them. Yeah. I think it was probably like 5-3 or some shit like that.
Ooh, that was a good body shot.
That was a good body shot.
He should have got countered. Honestly, I don't know what y'all saw, but like Ryan Garcia should have got knocked out off of that. Like, I don't know why the fuck dude. I don't know. I don't want to do that. I ain't gonna do it.
ain't gonna do it. Won't do it.
I won't do it.
Shoot, no. This beginning of the fifth round. And let's see what happens, man.
Yeah, I was wondering if Fortuna been playing
there go.
Kerr to get to the later rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that it could be part of a strategy, but it don't really look like it. But that's the benefit of the doubt I was trying to give Fortuna.
Yeah, for sure. Because that does happen. A lot, especially when you're like going against like a younger fighter like that.
Mm-hmm. He's a prospect.
And then Ryan is still popping him. Going down to the body again. So let's see what happens, man. Like Fortuna is like he's throwing.
And he throwing on purpose.
Yeah. Like,
he's throwing the miss on purpose.
It looks like it. And it's still like touching Garcia a little bit. Man. Like it's crazy. And with the looks of Ryan Garcia, looks like he's been in a tough fight, which is crazy because he hasn't.
No. It's been an easy fight, man.
It's been a pretty easy damn fight.
Dude don't want to fight.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh!
Ryan Garcia just dropped Fortuna again in the fifth round with a minute and 40 seconds left. What did he catch him with?
Like
exactly.
Right.
I thought Garcia right. got exactly. caught.
All right. Exactly. It was like both of them caught yeah. each other.
I could have sworn Garcia. It's over.
Look at the ref. Yeah, it's he over. Ready it's to over. Step in.
Yeah, the ref looks definitely ready to
Fortuna.
Step in.
Step on the gas,
Fortuna
Ryan.
Fortuna looks yeah. so good when he gets up from a knockdown. It's crazy. His stuff is doing way better.
that did happen.
It's the second time, bro.
Man, he just missed every shot.
Ryan
Garcia
missed everything.
And he just tapped him with a jab. Like, bro, you trash, bro. Knock me out for real.
Right.
Right, bro. Like, bro, I think if this was when Fortuna really had a chance.
Oh. Ryan Garcia got caught
bro,
with something.
I think Fortuna yeah, would have smashed Ryan back then, bro.
With a right
last year? Hook.
Comment. No, back then. I didn't say last year. I'm talking about when he was actually undefeated.
Doing his thing, yeah.
When he's doing his thing, he'd have been too much for Ryan. I'm looking at it right now. Like, he holding back right now, you know what I'm saying?
He definitely holding back for
this
sure.
This is when he's supposed to step on the gas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's going to fuck around, get him fucked up later in this fight.
Mm-hmm. Man,
if Fortuna can last, he can get Garcia out of there.
Yeah, especially Fortuna get knocked down two more times and get up. He's going to be the ultimate warrior right there.
Oh, God.
Like you said, he keep getting better every time he get up.
Yeah, like Ryan is like his weapons are so limited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that hook, right.
Ryan not like right. that. I'm trying to tell you.
He got a problem cutting off the ring, too.
He not like that. Folks should have been gone.
He should have been gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, end of the fifth.
Or maybe
end
he's just
of
taking
the
his
fifth.
Time, but
I
don't
see
get
this
it.
Knockdown.
I
hope they replay it.
What's the Hispanic dude that his Ryan coach trained? The heavyweight Hispanic dude?
Yeah.
Andy Ruiz?
No, not Andy Ruiz.
From back in the day? Or
Chris Arreola.
Chris Arreola.
Chris, okay. Oh, yeah. Chris Arreola.
Yeah. So I didn't really care too much how he trained Chris Arreola. Chris Arreola never really looked hot like that. And mm-hmm. I always questioned his
career. They're going to knock down.
Yeah, let's see what it was. Oh, count a nice
a little
counter
check
right.
left hook.
Little check left.
In between, yeah. In between the combo.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Like, I wasn't impressed when I saw it the first time. Oh, okay. Ooh, yes, I am. Now, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Right on the temple, too. Right on the temple. Got the equilibrium.
But, dude, what you think?
What?
About the knockdown.
That was legit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit him flush.
He got him.
Yeah, he did.
And then for Ryan Garcia to be the heavier, bigger fighter, I mean, that's going to have his impact, too. I mean, you would think Fortuna would be doing better because he's winning the war with the feet as far as, like, fighting a southpaw against the Orthodox.
Right,
like,
right. His Fortuna's, positioning.
Yeah, his positioning
that's what I'm saying,
really
bro.
Good.
Like, Ryan ain't thought of that. Mm.
Oh!
Damn.
Fortuna that got dropped up. Again. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the beginning of the sixth round.
Yeah, that was legit.
Oh, man.
Stop
did he spit
that.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's over. Ryan Garcia has beaten Javier Fortuna by TKO in the fifth round.
Man.
Six.
Was six was a six. Yeah, six.
I can read that wine mine and saying that didn't look legit.
Wine is not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
Thank you,
I'm
bro.
Nobody's impressed.
Right. Right.
I couldn't even get in mode on this fight. Like, I didn't feel in mode. Like, I early in the fight, I'm like, okay, like, it started, like, I'm in podcast mode, broadcast mode, whatever.
Man, Sean Porter fit.
Exactly.
Look at
exactly.
B-Hop. Look at more love in this fight.
Out.
Hey, look at B-Hop fit.
What are you saying, Owen?
Right.
Yo, I was like a little bit lit earlier. I was trying to get into it, and it was going down. But then, man, them little knockdowns start happening. I'm like, bro.
Just look
and
crazy.
Then he just stopped him. And this nigga gets up. And I'm just like, bro, this is boxing's problem. Because Tyson Fury, with all due respect, against Deontay Wilder in the first fight, was sleep on the canvas. And they gave him a shot to go. What the fuck was that, bro?
He
like,
just counted him out to 10.
He kind of figured that he wasn't going to get up anyways, though.
That must be his mama. Oh, God.
Hey, Ron Garcia, mama. Hey. Hey, mama.
That was
oh, that's a nice combo.
Bro, to stop the fucking fight?
And I think it's because Fortuna dropped his mouthpiece again.
Yeah,
and
yeah, he did.
He didn't want to fight.
I don't care.
The ref, he did not the ref knew Fortuna didn't want to fight.
Yeah, that wasn't the ref. He counted him out. Look. He counted him completely out.
But you could clearly see
he didn't want to get up.
This man did not want to fight.
Yeah, that wasn't fight. Even a and knockdown. He chose to go down.
He just chose to go down. Right. Yeah, yeah. He just chose to go down.
He didn't spit his mouthpiece out.
Look, thank you, bro.
Thank you. I needed that money, man.
I got you with $75,000.
Right. I got you.
Man, don't touch me.
I got
you. You're messing my bang up, man.
Right.
Man. Look at these guys.
Hey, Ryan Garcia, man. He's back into the win column again.
I hate I even just said that, but that didn't look right, bro.
It didn't look right.
I watch a lot of boxing. I've been around a lot of boxing. I'm just sorry.
So you got to know when the fix is in.
Hey, man, you got to know when Ryan Garcia mama is fine.
You do. She is.
Look at her. Get back
bro.
In the camera, mama. Come on, man. She can get it. Look at and Ryan Garcia yeah, young, so her mom, his mama probably like 42. So that's young. Hey, come on.
Look at
hey, man.
I'm just a little bit younger than that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of on the same wave right now as far as like, ain't none of us impressed.
Don't be geek behind that. You get so excited. Right. Like,
Hey,
this is how Devin Haney was when he won Undisputed.
Hey, man.
That was a better fight than this.
Way better than that. And he went over to Australia.
Listen, I'm joking. I just
want to
I was going to say, bro, what the hell?
Right,
do you have against Devin Haney?
I almost went for the bait.
I just wanted to get in his skin. I'm waiting to say something.
I almost went for the bait. I swear to God, I almost did.
Like, bro, what?
Man, I like that fight.
It was not this.
Motherfucker.
This was just fixed. It's only entertainment. I'm telling you, this was.
I concur.
Like you just said, it was only entertainment. It was only entertainment.
This was weird. This was really.
That was a weird fight.
Weird, bro. That's stoppage worthy.
Yeah,
that's a knockdown. Those are knockdowns.
Virgil Ortiz.
But he didn't. The ref.
Bro, look at this nigga. Bro. He licked his lips like, yeah, I'm fucked up. Like, bro, dude just took a regular ass combination and went down. Like,
1-2, bam.
And then spit his mouthpiece out.
The ref knew, man. The ref.
They all knew.
Payday.
Everybody didn't know
that. Payday.
Want that payday? Want that payday?
I know.
I know.
Lord have mercy. I mean, I don't even know what the hell to say at this point because that was some bull.
That was. Hey, so the fifth king, he ain't fucking with in the top four. Ryan Garcia, he ain't fucking with George Kambosos.
Whoa! You think Ryan Garcia loses to George Kambosos?
Yep.
I think Kambosos gets stopped against Ryan Garcia.
He got the style.
I'm just being messy.
He has the style to run in and get hit.
He's gonna get hit.
He's gonna get hit. You right about that?
But
bro.
He's coming in. He's coming in.
Yeah, he gonna come pause down. No. Like nigga, he gonna come down. Hey. Nigga, he gonna go. Bro,
I think Garcia.
George Kambosos beat the fuck out of him. This guy right here.
No, not Ryan Garcia.
I think he give him problems.
I don't even think he give him problems. I think the things that Kambosos will give other people problems, I think that'll be the same reason why he gets stopped by Garcia. All
right, so then let's go to Tank.
I mean,
Eventually, he's going to sleep.
Yeah, of course, I think Tank gets him.
Shakur
getting everybody.
Yeah,
Shakur or Devin Haney.
Shakur getting everybody cleaning out the whole everything.
You ain't wrong. I got Devin Haney clearing out everything, but I think Shakur is right there too. And I could definitely be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I just is something about Haney that I just fuck with. But also Shakur, I can't see Shakur losing to any of these guys.
Devin,
he shouldn't lose.
He's gonna lose
Ryan,
all of them.
He's the most skilled out of all of them.
He's losing to all of them. Loma know, beat man. The shit out of Ryan Garcia.
Loma a little old right now too, man.
What they talking about?
They're talking about the body shot right now. That was solid.
Yeah.
And awkward too, because usually when you like throw that right hook, it lands behind the elbow.
His guard was going up as he got hit. Watch. That ain't the same.
Hey man, I mean he got the win. That's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters.
That was solid. But come on.
That was a give up though. Like I said, the ref knew that Fortuna didn't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
I agree. Before he get himself hurt.
He knew he got paid, man.
For the love of money.
You know what happened? The man got paid.
Yeah.
He said, all right, that's enough now.
Ring girl check. She fine. And definitely his mama fine.
Man, his mama's she baddest fine. In the ring. The baddest. And she right, home.
See him on fine as hell.
And dude. She home.
And she what?
I don't know, G.
Wait, what? She's a what?
I'm so, like.
She's holding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of leaning towards blue. Well,
right. I'm going to go no.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, right.
I don't know
the
what
lady that shot Selena look good in the motherfucker.
Hey. Oh, what is mama
she not bad, but
bruh, she good.
It ain't all bad, look, okay, but it ain't so, all good, homie.
Look at,
but it ain't all good.
The one you rated a 6 is just probably really a fucking 4. Mom's
at least she ain't got no bands on.
Bro, hold mom's on. Old, bro, and
y'all
she
rated
fine.
Her a 7.
I didn't hear nobody.
I did. I was tripping at the time.
I was saying a 6 at best. Now you talking about, well, you named her a 6 and she really a 4.
You named her higher than me.
I want to say a joke so bad, but it's more of an Adam joke.
And I said she's a tranny. She looked like a tranny.
I wish Adam would just pick up on this joke and tell it, but I ain't going to do that.
Oh, my pause. God. Hey, man, it's all right.
Pause.
Pause. That's why Ryan Garcia is so cute.
Man.
Yeah, something like that.
She got good dreams. Oh, my God.
Look at Oscar back there.
Fortuna, I kind of fucked up, though. I mean, shit.
Yeah, he calling. Hey, punches are real. Punches are real, but
some vice ain't gonna make that go right away.
Put a little tussin on that thing.
We all know, we all know when niggas hit the stanky leg, you feel me?
Yeah.
Or when niggas just be like, pow, ouch, I'm gonna go down. Like, yeah, you decided to go down. Yeah.
He's like, it's about that time.
Yeah.
Right, I gave him some rounds.
I'm trying to think who Fortuna looked like.
I gave some rounds.
You kind of like Pascal.
Watch when he go down.
You right about that.
I'm finna go ahead and go down. Like,
I can't lie. Okay, a body shot, though.
Yeah, okay, body shots, that's different. But look at that.
All right.
Yeah, that was
good. Come on, papi. Step it up.
Some good punches.
I'm trying to go out tonight.
See? I'm going to go down.
It's kind of this fight kind of reminds me of a more or less competitive Gamboa versus Bud Crawford.
We sound like some fucking haters. Probably, we're going to be some haters
sound
tomorrow.
Like some realists.
I think everybody gonna agree with this though.
Look, he counted to 10, bro. He didn't stop the fight.
Yeah.
He didn't get up.
Oh, so that's a KO. That's a KO. That's a KO and not a TKO.
It's not a TKO.
Shit. Bernard Hopkins in the back with the banana suit on.
Then you got Tyson
Fury.
That's a security guard.
You gotta clip that in there.
Bryson Fury.
You gotta clip that in there.
We got my nigga Bryson Fury.
Bryson Fury. Oh, shit.
What are they, some promoters?
Dog.
They probably deadly killers or something.
Man.
Yeah.
What that weak ass chain?
What did
y'all
just do? What? Did he just shim?
He did shimmy.
He too geek for that.
Man, bro.
What he got to say? A glass of wine?
Some champagne. Man, if you don't get your...
Like, he king. He really... Yeah, boy.
Don't celebrate these types of wins, bro.
That's below the belt.
You're supposed to be like...
Below the belt.
That was below the standard.
Right. You got to have higher standards for yourself.
I mean, he got the dub. That's what he wanted. I mean...
She fine.
He jumped over the hump. He jumped over the hump because that's the person he was supposed to fight last year. Then he got out of it because of mental health reasons and shit like that. Like you said, we all are super. Oh, he
and
down.
He chugged
out. I fuck with Garcia for chugging that glass of wine.
Man, that was some cranberry juice.
Grape juice, seltzer.
Grape juice.
Hey, if that was Johnny Luna, that would have been a glass of milk and shit.
Damn, why you on Johnny like that?
He always.
He chugged milk.
Every time I seen him in the
gym.
I know
that nigga Forrest be stanking like a motherfucker.
I miss Johnny.
That's how Johnny got so big. Remember, Johnny was like 135 at a point. Then like a year later, he was like 178. Then like a year later, he was fighting a super heavyweight.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
All that damn milk.
He was drinking that red milk on what?
Whole milk, maybe.
Yep, that vitamin D, boss.
Oh, All right, now.
Hey.
That's what you like? Like that D from the vitamin?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where you got that from, but I just said
I heard the vitamin got a little D in it.
So we got Triple G and Canelo. King Canelo coming up. You feel me?
That's what
months. Every couple months is next month.
September.
Oh, is it? I thought it was August.
Yeah, September Cinco de
Mayo. Well, we got in August. We got something good in August.
Mexican Independence.
Yeah, Mexican Independence Day, September, the weekend of September 15th and shit like that.
Yep, yep, that's it.
The real Cinco de Mayo.
Man. You know,
Cinco de Mayo is 5th of May.
The monster is better BF.
Ooh, yeah, he's a beast.
That's what Mike Tyson said.
He's a beast.
Monster.
Pure monster.
Ain't nothing fake about him.
At all.
Dude ain't shit.
At all.
It's Triple G 2 3/4.
Two and 3/4. I noticed that shit too.
Same in a full fight.
Yeah, why they do that?
Hey, that battle on low mode.
No, that's the other one. That's Facebook. Facebook, if we get up out of here, you know what I'm saying, it was good seeing y'all. Let us know who y'all what y'all think about Ryan Garcia right now, man. And,
that fight was
y'all watching
ass.
Right now.
On that fight podcast. Was fixed.
Yeah. Watching what on there? Watching what?
This gonna be on YouTube and everything. That's gonna be on Facebook.
We got the lights now, okay. Niggas about to be lit. You yeah.
I see what you did there.
I was gonna low key order a ring light and not tell you, but you did it to me.
Don't worry.
Nigga, that's what I'm talking about. And I got half on that bid. Tell me how much that bid cost.
It cost about $300. You can look on YouTube. I mean, you look on Walmart, be $15.
I got
shit.
Half on that.
Like, what?
I looked them up. I looked them up before I told you we needed one.
Growth is beautiful, man. The growth is beautiful.
Yeah, man.
We wonderful, growing, bro. And wonderful. We grinding, bro.
Hard, man. Pause.
Yeah, I got this.
My nigga, that's my job. You
know, my job. We need a pause button.
Pause. That Dame saying it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. And his meme pop up every time.
Pause.
Almost one of the greatest things ever created is pause.
I swear to God, like New York do a lot of corny shit to me. Hey, I don't want no trouble, B. My bad, son. I don't want no trouble, but y'all do a lot of corny shit. And but I think pause is the best thing that they ever did, though.
Yeah, I had to tell my son. My son used to be saying like last week. He keeps saying no homo. I'm like, bro, just say pause. Mm-mm. That's not
we don't say no homo no more, man. That's inappropriate, man.
That's the fucking early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do that. Like,
inappropriate, dog. Why no homo? Is homo a bad thing?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
People just making sure.
People use homo as a diss. Like, what about people who are actually, you know?
So it's more just like making sure you clear yourself of the pause moment. I won't even say the no homo moment.
Just the pause moment.
Yeah, it's a pause.
Yeah, you don't want to be out here like Diddy. You
pause
know
is
mean?
Perfect.
Diddy said he loses the pause game all the time. And saying the pause game is pause worthy too. I don't even know why.
Ooh, yeah. Diddy, change his name to Pause Diddy. That nigga got
P. Diddy paused.
Dude told Fabulous, like, yeah, you partied with me, but you ain't really party with me.
Right, bro. Oh, my life.
What you party with me?
Like, bro, why your face turned sideways? Right. When you say that?
Like, party.
Slight smirk.
Party.
Like,
party. Yeah. Did he sit there? What was the Jamaican dude with the dress on his street? Like, man, let me see what you got going on under here, lifting up his dress, and then Nori looking over the paper. She's like, "Oh, I like when you're scraping and scrambling, Daddy. I like when you're scraping."
Oh my life, bro, yeah. Daddy. I'm like, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, listen. You just had to say no, Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy. I like it. I like it
for the culture.
I like it. We doing that now. We doing that now. We doing that now. I'm not saying pause no more.
I'm not saying pause no more.
I'm saying no Diddy. That is cold.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not gonna against my bros, but I don't know yet.
You're gonna
man, Diddy done it to himself.
You know what I'm saying? So I see you a little bit bashing. You know what I'm saying? Take that. Y'all motherfuckers try to talk about me because my day. I'm on 50% of that. You know what I'm saying? It's bad boy, baby. Yeah.
You
pause. I don't know, man. Diddy, though. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody accept that.
What about Ryan Garcia?
Hey, man.
He did his thing or what?
He did what he had to do. He did what he had to do.
He did what he had to do.
Yeah, paid a fighter.
He played with that fool.
Yeah, he shouldn't have.
Ryan Garcia. At 140, marquee fights. We got Teofimo Lopez. I didn't know he only had 17 fights.
I think he loses to him.
Josh Taylor's. Does he beat Josh Taylor? Fuck no. No.
I think he beats Josh Taylor.
I don't think he... Ryan Garcia? Yes. I don't think so. Fuck no. Bro, come on, bro.
He had one bad performance.
Josh Taylor...
He got some scrap in him.
He got some scrap in him, but that weight class, he hasn't fought anybody, really. I mean, he's fought...
He fought Jose Ramirez.
He's fought, but they're not all that.
Regis Progress? Like,
compare those to the 135 pounders.
I'm saying, compared to Ryan...
I get it.
Bro, I'd take both of them over Ryan, bro.
I don't, man.
You want to take Regis over Ryan?
I do. I'd take Regis over Ryan.
You don't take Regis
over Ryan? You take Teofimo over Ryan?
I take Teo over Ryan.
I would take Teo over Ryan.
As long as Teo focused.
Yeah, as long as he's focused.
If he ain't playing no games.
He's not drained.
T.O. has to get out of his dad's corner. He has to get a new trainer to me.
I concur. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
I concur.
He's kind of disabling his abilities of what he really can do, his true potential, as far as Teofimo and his dad. I think T.O. needs to get with a Robert Garcia, you know what I'm saying, something like that, to kind of like get that explosiveness and everything back and not be so complacent and not lying to you in the corner and telling you that you're winning when clearly you're losing to Kambosos. And he's like, oh, you're winning the fight. So now after the fight, it's a fake controversy because he got lied to in his corner, got it fixed into his head that he was winning. Kind of just like Rody Romero and shit, where he's like, he got knocked out. Probably didn't even remember him getting knocked out, but he remembers getting like the better of Tank while Tank is getting accustomed to the fight. Nah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, weird. Moments. He wasn't getting better.
Yeah. This motherfucker Sean Porter looked like he...
Drippy.
Hey, she. Copper. Hey, what you doing, Copper? She.
Oh,
hey.
God. Drippy, though.
Oh, my life.
Wearing that brown, bro. Look like he about to get off Sean Porter, bro. Sean Porter drip check is on point, folks.
Sean Porter looked like he about to kill Roger Rabbit and shit.
Man.
Oh, no.
It's style.
Oh, my life.
A feather in his hat.
They got a long-ass gun like this big.
Gun this big, the barrel this long.
You got a musket gun.
I jazz with man, that. That's that. I'm a classic man.
Sean Porter, he about to take down Frank Lucas right now.
Right. That's a Harlem Knight.
That's what it got.
Harlem Knight wardrobe on a wardrobe rack for the Harlem Knights movie.
That's what it got. He shot some bitch pinky toe right before he got there.
He did what?
He shot some bitch pinky toe right before he got to the fight.
Stupid as fuck. His chin strap kind of small.
Quick. Calling quick. That chin strap. Thick as a mug. It's just on
a... nigga look like he sells booze for Spanky and shit.
That's Spanky's booze?
That's Spanky's booze.
We ain't kill nobody?
Dog, stop.
That's Spanky's booze? Bro. What's the worst that can happen?
Stop. My pops was just watching... The other day.
Bro, you stupid.
I went to go see my pop. This nigga was watching Life, bro. That bullshit.
It's funny, this girl.
That's one of the funniest black movies of all time.
Great movie. You know what? I find myself not doing watching classic shit no more. Like, I don't watch Friday no more. I don't watch
Friday too old for me now. I watched it too many times. Mm-hmm. I watched it too many times.
I'm finna sit down and have a session on Friday, bro. All three of them.
All three of them.
And beg ice cream to make a fourth.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Friday?
Oh, good question.
And that's crazy.
The first one too classic to me. I think I get it exactly what you're saying. It was like, it was probably like fifth grade, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth grade when that shit came out. Or when I knew about it when we had the tape or whatever. Yeah, the first one, bro. That shit is too classic. You got knocked up. Fuck out, man.
It's too many one-liners, though, that people still say to this day.
You ain't put ends on this, man.
They still made the sequels still good,
and it was still good.
Fire. What's the best sequel?
It gotta be two.
I'm taking three.
I'm taking two.
I'm
taking three.
Three better.
I'm taking
three.
Two
with Mike Epps.
Mike Epps. Yeah, bro.
The Santa Claus. What was the Santa Claus?
Ricky Smiley.
Ricky Smiley.
Hey, but Pinky, though, in two.
Pinky in two?
Pinky in two? Oh,
and then
man.
Mike Epps into we never knew who Mike Epps was.
Oh, his introduction.
It's his introduction. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
I'm not switching up, bro.
Check this out. Do you know how cold you got to be for you to for Smokey not to be in that? And then people are like, oh man, I ain't finna watch this shit. And then it's still a classic.
I respect that.
That's like coming out with the Black Album after Blueprint type shit, where Blueprint was better.
Yeah, I don't know. But the Black Album.
Man, come on, man.
That just goes to show you Ice Cube is the real star.
He's the man. He's the man.
He wrote the
movies. He's definitely the star.
Like, and they all him are and DJ cult Poole. Classics, bro.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I got a quick boxing question. Which platform has the best fights? The Zone.
Showtime.
Top Rank.
Yeah, Showtime.
PBC.
That's Showtime, though.
Yeah, that's PBC. Showtime.
PBC, PBC Showtime. Showtime.
Okay. Well, they be coming on Channel 6 and stuff,
too. Yeah, right. Yeah, but yeah. But that's all under CBS.
Yeah, it's all under CBS Fox, umbrella. Fox.
Fox Showtime. That's all CBS.
ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN's Top Rank and stuff.
That's Top Rank. Nah.
Yeah, ESPN Top Rank.
I'm going to have to go with PBC. PBC yeah, Showtime PBC. Type of thing. Yeah. They got the best fights. They make some Absolutely. Really good fights. They got some of the best fighters, I would say, as well. Yeah. Tom Brake has some really good fighters too, but Bob Arum, man, he just doesn't match his fighters up with each other. Bob Arum is really good at building up fighters coming out of the amateurs, but then once you get out that first contract, I think you should probably go with PBC or go independent to get those fights that you really want without any weirdness going on. Because
I think you should go independent.
Yeah,
always, bro. Especially nowadays.
Especially like, nowadays, bro. But you got to start building that. That's why I think with Ryan Garcia and Jake Paul kind of comes up in. As far as like, you know what I'm saying, building that brand so you don't need anybody, especially a Jake Paul, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where you just build that, while you're in the amateurs, just build that YouTube, build your social
media.
Let's
talk about that Jake Paul fight.
Jake Paul versus Haseem Rockman. What you think, dog? Yeah.
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 Junior.
We know Rock.
You don't know that?
Jake fighting Rock?
Yeah.
You don't know that?
A few days ago. No. It's happening. That's the fight that's happening in August.
That's the August fight. That's the August fight.
August 6th. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but they just signed on for it like little less than a week ago. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Who you got, man?
What Rock pro career been looking like?
11-1. 12-1.
12-1. He just got stopped his last fight.
He just got stopped.
What type of competition has he been fighting?
So, you know.
Damn, dog.
You know.
I'm going to just throw
because
this.
Rock,
ahead, I'm going to just talk.
Better than Jake Paul. But go ahead. Because you probably think of what I'm thinking.
If Rock come ready, I can go with Rock. But, man,
If Rock come ready, that is crazy.
Why did I say that? No Diddy. That's why I said pause.
Oh, that is tight.
Pause. Rock versus Diddy is tight. Pause. But anyway. Oh, that's crazy. You know,
Soon as I get in that ring, you know Rock is ready, man.
My initial pick is Rock. Mm-hmm. But then hearing you. And then for now. And then fucking Tim Bradley. Mm-hmm. Bro, you gotta look Tim Bradley.
I saw.
He picked Jake.
Yes. So he's not gonna knockout. He said, bro.
And Rock doesn't move his head at
all. He said he's susceptible to that. He said he eat right hands all day long.
Bro, I remember when we went to Golden Gloves in Little Rock, bro, and Rock was fighting, and we were just getting so frustrated, like, Rock! Move your head, because the dude he was fighting was so easy, simple, easy. Yeah. But Rock would just sit there, just taking shots, just boom, 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 boom. He ended up, I think he won the fight still, maybe. But it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, I don't know. Rock, and shout out to Johnny Luna again. I know I bring up Johnny a lot. That's my dog. It is what it is. You know, look Johnny up, man. He's one of the best fighters
Johnny
to come out of Wisconsin.
Johnny deserves a spot on here.
He's scared, man. He's scared. No, he ain't fighting no more.
Johnny is like the most active fucking person
in
our Facebook group.
And Johnny was saying when he sparred with Rock.
Follow us on your Instagram, nigga.
Yeah, absolutely. In my life.
If you don't got an Instagram, start one.
Oh, I said before you jump. But Johnny was telling me, he was like, man, you know, when he sparred Rock, and he sparred Rock when he was like 16, and Rock was already about like 20-something, already super heavyweight. I think Johnny was still 165. And he was saying, like, you know, he'll talk about sparring like that because, you know, sparring ain't really where, you know, you can't really decipher what you want to decipher in sparring. Yeah. But Rock kind of fights how he spars. And so, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, you're better in sparring.
Rock said he made... He made the white boy run, Jake Paul.
Yeah,
that's sparring, though, man.
I didn't mean to call him the white boy, but I really don't care where the fuck y'all.
But you know, that's sparring. I don't never take sparring to heart. You know what I mean? Even somebody get dropped, even somebody like run or just because they may not even be ready. Like
that's another thing that Rock said. Like sparring ain't fighting.
Yeah,
that's not fighting. So.
And then you can also tell that with Rock saying that, Rock probably got hit with some shit too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm picking Rock. I'm standing on it.
I want to pick Rock because they're my peoples. I love Rock.
I'm picking Rock, bro.
I'm going to ride with you till the Rock. Wheels fall off.
I'll boxing the fuck out of him.
But my boxing technician analyst side says the odds are against him.
Against Jake Paul?
Or against Rock. The odds are against him.
But he's going against Jake Paul.
Jake Paul is the money bag.
Yeah, but...
Man, see, they ain't caught on yet. Same reason why old Ryan got that the fix is in. Listen, the fix, you think they finna go out there and let a nigga like Haseem Rockman stop this Junior. Money train?
Junior. And they're also...
That's gonna give Junior. Credibility to Jake.
And they're also forcing him to go down to 200.
He got a rehydration clause. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I heard of it with Canelo. But you know what I'm saying?
I never have.
IBF got a 10-pound. Mm-hmm. You got a 10-pound.
That's why Arrow couldn't get super big against Sean Porter.
How does that work now?
I think with IBF is the same thing. It's no more than 2 pounds at the
data with
10.
No more than 10.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about that he got the other belts now. You think they still got to follow that?
That's a good question. I don't think so. It just depends on. That's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't think so. Because Arrow, he hasn't really been following those rules by that, but he still has the belt.
Arrow said, I think when you're probably just fighting for that belt, maybe.
Because you said against Sean Porter, he couldn't get up, right? Yeah. That was the last time he only had the IBF. Mm-hmm. From there on, he was unified.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying.
So I guess if you're fighting just for that IBF belt, you got to follow those guidelines. I'm guessing.
Yep, you can't rehydrate more than 10 pounds.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous as fuck. So it's like, damn, okay, I made weight, but now I still got to.
10 pounds.
10 pounds to put on that fast.
Man, what are you doing? Making weight? I swear to God, bro.
Gotta still be cautious. No, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Let them do their thing. After they weigh in, let them do their thing.
That's why I feel Floyd and Canelo. Like, man, like, fuck these belts, man. Like, especially Floyd. Like, man, okay, I'm still fighting you. I don't have to fight you for the belt, but I'm still fighting you. Because people make a lot about, you know, Floyd never been undisputed. So, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that. He could have if he wanted to.
I can get a bigger bag.
By still fighting the same person that I would have been undisputed with any damn way.
That doesn't even sound like English in my brain. Yeah.
Hey, focus on the money. This is temporary.
You got something to say about Floyd? Mm-hmm. You tripping, bro. None of that undisputed shit matters, bro.
Yeah.
He made it the lane it's in right now. Mm-hmm. And he's still making it with the exhibition fights.
Yeah, because all those people who were talking shit about those exhibition fights, why Floyd need to fight a real fight, this is not. But you see now these niggas doing that shit now. Manny Pacquiao got a fucking fight. Oscar tried to get a fight. All these niggas. You see Swaggy P and Blueface about to fight?
Yep.
Swaggy P about to get his fucking
face. Remember that cringe-ass Oscar De La Hoya mic drop? Like, the Golden Boy is back. And he dropped the mic like somebody fucking cared.
Yeah,
like,
and he never even fought.
And he still ain't fought.
He
probably coked out.
I was going to say he was high as fuck that night too. Remember that shit?
That's mean, but...
He was high as fuck. Oscar De La Hoya. When he announced that he was coming back to fight.
And he never fought. It was like 2 years ago. He still ain't fought. Like,
that was during the Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight.
Yep.
That was during that shit.
He thought he was going to... Like, bro, don't nobody care.
Clearly he was going to fight the same dude.
He was that nigga then, bro. Yeah. You ain't...
But who's the dude who's going to fight? The dude who fought Evander Holyfield? I forget his name.
Victor Belfort.
Yeah, he's going to fight dude. Oscar even said like a few weeks ago, he said he God works in mysterious ways because he said he probably would have got stopped too, that fight. He said he wasn't ready. And he said the dude is too big and he's still too young and shit like that. And, hey, Oscar would have lost. Oscar would have lost that fight. Oscar is too small.
Bro, Evander Holyfield got hit on his shoulder and dude, then got stopped. Like,
what's his name again?
Vitor Belfort,
who Evander Holyfield got stopped by.
I think he'd have lost too.
I think Oscar, just a size difference. Vitor Belfort is always naturally bigger. Oscar fought is no bigger than 160. He's bigger now because
if
he's
Oscar
older and
got
fighting.
In shape, he would have been way too fast for bro, and he would have been out of there.
He would have got his ass beat.
He probably would have been getting caught,
but I think he would have stopped Oscar.
Okay, if he got, you know what I'm saying? if he caught Oscar, then yeah.
Because Belfort,
but I think
he's strong.
Belfort would have got his ass beat. You gotta forget. You gotta remember that Oscar was trained by Floyd Senior, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure.
He got that
like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Right,
going for a long time.
But you're old though, and Belfort's been
so
fighting.
Is Belfort,
he's been fighting. He hasn't been retired.
Yeah, but he on steroids. He's always been on steroids,
and that is why Oscar would have got his ass beat the fuck up. Because I ain't drug testing for that shit. They ain't drug testing for that shit.
Nah, not an exhibition. Peter Belfort.
Hey man.
Yeah man, you know I got to go to these babies.
Yeah man, daddy duties in the house.
That
is, hey man, but once again man, 1G man, 1G.
1G.
Hold on the game shit.
1G, Mr. Blueprint, Mr. Blueprint, and of course. Mang TV is in the motherfucking house. You will definitely be seeing much more of him.
Real quick, what is Mang TV about? I don't,
bro.
Go on my YouTube, watch YouTube. My fights. I used to do Mang TV years ago.
Oh, and when he used to, that was his like production company. When he used to tape all our fights, oh, like
interview TV. Before. Yep. He interviewed everybody before the fights, the show the fights, and then interview after the fights. Like the look on this shit, bro. It's some classic material.
But can we expect any more Mang TV content coming out? Like new shit?
You know, man. Messing
yeah,
with y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all made me out of retirement, man.
Mang TV is going to be on Below the Belt Boxing, hey. A broadcast. You're going to see all that shit on that shit. That's it right now.
I got a TV thing coming too. I ain't going to care.
Hey, talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Pause. It's coming real soon.
It's real soon.
Pause. Like,
let's
like,
go.
It's at the tip. Pause.
No diddy.
Because that's why I want you to do it too. Like, nigga, like.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Check out. I ain't ready to drop the name yet. But it's coming. Pause.
Hey, man. This is Adam. But nobody calls me Pappy Willis. I forgot to say that earlier, man. Yeah, but y'all know, man. Y'all want to call me Pappy, go ahead and call me Pappy. But,
don't.
If you want to.
It's going to be like a crowd of one.
It's going to be a crowd of one. Nobody calls him. But it's all right. It's going to be a personal. It's going to be personal. It's going to be me and you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But.
You're going to get yourself in some shit you don't want to be in.
That was another episode of Below the Belt Boxing.
Yeah. That joint jabbing.
That was dope.
That was dope.
And the room missed.